The BBC did an interview with Jeff Moss, who is a hacker and a computer security specialist, and he's also the guy who puts together the DEF CON Computer Hackers Conference. And I thought it was very interesting, some of the things that Jeff said. So this is the BBC's interview with Jeff Moss.
He seems to be walking in the steps of many other past hackers that have broken into NASA and related systems. So I always try to take it with a grain of salt whenever the U.S. government claims that he's the most successful or the most accomplished hacker ever to break into military systems, because I don't think that's true.
So in your mind, then, it's just a curiosity thing, is it really? Somebody gets curious, they realize they can do it, and more or less they just keep going. They go too far.
Yeah, well, it's funny because hackers, since as long as I've been around, have been interested in UFOs. And, you know, I honestly believe he thought he was going to go find some UFO material. And good for him. Some past hackers I looked up that have broken into NASA. Somebody in 2001 broke into a NASA server to turn it into an illegal piracy-ware server. 2000, some guy named Rolex broke into JPL at NASA and used it to store pornography and other used its resources. 2003, 13 NASA sites were broken into by a Brazilian group, and they did that to protest the war. So it's possible this guy broke in to try to find aliens.
You seem to be saying, really, that it's the fault of these organizations for not having tight enough security on their systems.
I mean, it's the fault of the guy pushing the buttons, but NASA's been broken into since the dawn of time. So I'm not impressed that he broke into the NASA site. If he actually did make his way to find secret and top-secret information, classified information, that would be something interesting. Plenty of hackers have broken into the unprotected Nipper net, but very, very few have ever found out have broken into the SIPR net, or the Secret Internet Protocol Routing Network, that a lot of the government...
And you're doubtful that he has?
I'm doubtful, just because, you know, we'd hear more about it.
There must be warning signs, though. I mean, a guy like this can't be stupid. He obviously knows how to use a computer. There must be warning signs. There must be a point where he thinks, I'm going to get in trouble here.
Yeah, well, and from that clip you played, it sounds like he really wasn't interested in protecting himself.
Do you think that Gary McKinnon deserves to be extradited?
Now, see, that I don't know if I agree with, because it's like the modus operandi of the U.S. government is you claim the worst possible scenario to make it as scary as possible so you can extradite the guy. But if he didn't get access to secret information, and even if he did have secret information, if he was just printing it out and looking at it on his wall, you know, that's quite a bit different than getting secret information and sharing it with an enemy state.
So you have a certain amount of sympathy then with Gary McKinnon.
Well, I was looking, and a guy back in 1998, the analyzer who lived in Israel, supposedly the military tried to prosecute him and extradite him. He broke into over 200 military computers. Yet, here they're claiming that in 2001, he's the world record keeper at 53 systems. But in 98, years before, it was this analyzer guy with several hundred. So I'm a little bit suspect of the government numbers.